We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Always fun when you put your headphones on and you forget about the deaf people that do the show before you.
Jesus.
Who's the last person to talk on this microphone? Is it Zach Duarte?
Well, Duarte was on with Zaslow yesterday, so I don't think it was Duarte.
Dono was doing last night, huh?
Yeah, it was Dono and Monroe.
Jesus.
You know what's crazier to me is seeing Zach and Zaslow do the show side by side.
Why?
Just weird.
Just weird to you?
Yeah.
You're normally just used to seeing Zaslow next to Amber?
Just seeing, no, she sits here.
Oh.
So sitting across, and they're like, you think of every studio we've had, we always sit across. Even when we would go to Hard Rock and stuff like that, I would sit across from you.
Mm-hmm.
If we were sitting side by side.
Side by side is weird. I don't like
right.
Side by side.
Yeah.
And
well,
so to see these two sitting right next to each other.
Yeah, when you're not here, Leroy, and I have to fill in sometimes, I usually sit on the other chair because I like to see people walking into the door. I don't like to have my back to the door. I don't want to be surprised.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not that big of an adjustment because the one good thing about where I sit is there's a big mic arm as opposed to the other ones. Why Leroy has a problem with his stupid mic because it's literally basically stuck in one place. And I have a lot more freedom of movement.
Right,
when
you
it
got
comes
the
to
like
this.
the big boom, and I got this little,
this thing. All right, man, we got to start off with this. So we were called out yesterday by Dina Lang. This is some horse bleep.
Let me look. I need to go talk to Joe. Cause you don't go against the family.
Yeah.
Right?
What is this montage? I haven't watched this video yet because I've already seen the caption from Dina Lang and I feel sandbagged. Because first of all, she's like, oh.
We did not agree to this.
Everybody bolted. And yesterday, I was literally here till noon because I was editing video. So you tell me that I was not in this building. I call shenanigans on that immediately. Second of all, nobody ever calls me out on not paying up bets.
No.
The problem is, this is a bit of a cockamamie thing because I didn't even know what the bet was. I just said, okay, what do I got to do? Some song humiliation? Fine. I wasn't told what song we were singing. I wasn't told a place, a date. And now I'm being called a welcher, which is just, it's the lowest of the low. I'm not pleased about this, Leroy.
The other thing that sucks is we got 2.5 hours to pay this bet up. Like, oh, well, pay up tomorrow. 10
right.
o'clock.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, No.
Pay up. What is this, our first rodeo? Everybody knows the bookie gives a little bit of time, a little bit of leeway. All of a sudden, you're coming to collect. Like, this is my first bet with you, sir. Yeah. We haven't even done a parlay. Not a teaser, not a lightning bet.
Right.
We're already down a finger.
Yeah, well, what's the deal?
And I think it's a little bit of shenanigans that I should lose on score.
Tiebreaker
like
score.
We're picking games. We tied. So
you don't want to pay up. I'm happy to pay up.
I'll pay up. I don't
I'm happy
care.
To pay up. What I'm not I'll happy play, what I'm not I'll happy play. About is being told that I didn't pay a bet that nobody came to collect from me.
Look.
Shenanigans. This is absolute shenanigans.
Like,
and then what is this montage of people?
Us of all people, right? Why are they picking on us? Like, nobody got the opportunity to become what they have called us less than 24 hours after the game ended. But like, hey, Was I the one that ate? Did I lose a bet and eat crow? No. Did I lose a bet and have to sing the Ohio State fight song
right.
on radio?
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't I the one who had to wear a Robert Smith jersey
I don't
all day?
Bro,
nipple clamps?
We invented right. paying bets on this show.
Right. So
and Joe Rose.
Right. Right. Oh, I got something for him. Don't worry. It's going to be fright night up in this.
I mean, bro. What the hell?
Yep.
All of a sudden Joe Rose is into the shenanigans?
Right.
That's a first.
Right.
What are we talking here?
It almost seemed as if, though, and I'm going to just throw this out there.
We were sandbagged.
This was planned.
Yeah, we were right. sandbagged.
All the videos were made before the game was right. even over, which is...
What are you, Scorsese? You right. can go. You can go out and film something the length of The Irishman of people telling us we didn't pay our bets and shaming us on picks.
Right.
You can't even come find us.
Got to tell you, it's not going to be my best rendition. I'm just going to put it out
there. I'm going to let you know right now. I'm very disappointed in Dina Lang for this.
Right.
Very disappointed.
I know.
Very disappointed. I thought we was cool, baby. I thought we was cool.
You? How do you think I feel?
You're the one that enforced told her to fill out a score.
Well, I'm hurt, dog. I know she's sleeping right now. I'll bring this up again later on in the program. I just want to let you know, I'm hurt, dog.
Oh, boy.
I'm hurt, dog. Here we go.
I would be with you, Leroy, about picking games, not scores, but you said you were the one that told her she had to pick scores.
That was just
in case of a tie.
No, you didn't tie. You lost. You lost. She picked the exact score.
Damn near, which is even...
She's a tap-in for birdie.
We've seen people win, you know, these pools, picking pretty colors and mascots. But the score, the score, she was off by 2 points with the score.
Ridiculous.
I'm like, are you kidding me?
Let's get the headlines.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
By the way, I think she's playing us for a fool. Like, she pretends that she doesn't know about sports stuff, but I've seen their studios. They have the giant screen of ESPN when she's doing her show.
Mm-hmm. She's just slowly researching the entire time. She's here watching Durham and Packer up on the ACC Network.
What's she watching? Daily Wager?
Paul Feinbaum.
Oh, you ain't going to get nothing from him.
Except a bunch of Jethros.
Oh, my goodness.
What do you got, Robbie?
Well, Ken Jennings.
Ken Jennings won?
He is your winner of the Greatest of All Time Challenge. He won in the third match yesterday. 3-1 and he won, took home $1 million, and he is the greatest of all time.
So that's it? It's over?
No, it's over.
No extra games?
No, I was disappointed. I wanted it to keep going. I wanted one of the other two gentlemen to win so we'd have another game. But Ken Jennings finished him off, and he took home $1 million.
Well, good for Ken Jennings. Showing that the OG's still got his fastball. Good for him.
Now, I got a theory about this Ken Jennings. Reckless speculation. Just throwing it out there.
Okay.
I'm not saying he's doing this, but... He was guessing on a lot of his answers. Like, he was not a lot, and he was right most of the time. Like, 90% of the guesses, he was right. So we're watching this Astros and Red Sox cheating scandal that's going on with stealing signs, and it just popped in my head. Wait, is Ken Jennings, you know, stealing some signs?
So you think somebody's banging a trash can in the background?
I don't know, but he was taking long to say his answers. He's like, what is?
So you're thinking that they didn't want Holzhauer, whatever the hell his name is, they didn't want him as the face of Jeopardy because he's a gambler? Is that a theory?
I mean, come on, like
reckless speculation.
I don't care how you go about it. Some of those questions are hard.
And it got to the point where Trebek called him out on it. He didn't call him out. He was like, I noticed, Ken, you've been guessing. You've been unsure in a lot of your answers. Why is that so? And he's like, oh, a lot of it's just guesses. And then I was like, well, and now this it wasn't
guesses.
What does Ken Jennings do?
He's a writer now.
He's a writer now?
Yeah.
What was his, do we know what his profession was beforehand?
A reader.
I wonder what what did he do now that he's just the Jeopardy guy? And does he go, like, is Ken Jennings gonna, not to be grim about it, but I mean, I imagine Alex Trebek's not doing this much longer. Is he gonna replace him?
No.
No?
No, they're gonna get, like, some famous person.
Like Drew Carey? Drew Carey's gonna move on from Price is Right?
I met Drew Carey.
He's a
Cleveland guy.
Of course you have met Drew Carey.
He's
of course.
Cleveland guy.
I'm sure you've had dinner with Drew Carey.
No. No, but he was big Drew Carey.
I'm sure you're gonna have like a steak dinner with Jim Ross tonight, knowing the way you work things.
But prior to being on Jeopardy, Kent Jennings was a member of BYU's Quiz Bowl team.
That's not a job.
Is he that young?
Well, he's older now. He's 45 now.
At the time, it was that long ago?
Yeah, it was like 2003,
2004. Wow.
Yeah, it was like 15 years ago.
Quiz team. Boy. In Utah. Whew.
Crazy.
Man.
What else you got, Robbie?
And apparently, good news on the Tua front.
Yeah.
That he is expected to be ready to throw for NFL teams by April.
Yeah, we're going to talk to Adam Beasley later on today.
Yeah,
let's get Beasley.
Talk a little Tua with Adam Beasley.
I'm telling you. Right now, with what I'm saying about top five quarterbacks, it can't miss. If you take Tua, you can't miss. And I know what I've said about prospecting,
mm-hmm.
right? But every time I've seen a quarterback that was successful go in the top five, right? He was a can't miss. Ryan Leaf was not a can't miss, right? There were a lot of questions. Peyton Manning.
Leave me alone, will ya?
Yeah. Peyton Manning was a can't miss. Andrew Luck was a can't miss.
Mm-hmm.
Jared Goff and Carson Wentz were not can't miss guys. So if that's what you believe Tua is, then I'm all in. You know, and I can't answer that question. And I think that's why I go back and forth on this and just kind of side with the history of drafting quarterbacks that high. Mm-hmm. Because everybody thinks, okay, like we've had Matt Ryan to some extent here because everybody said Dan Marino couldn't win the big one or can't get us there, mm-hmm. right? And he's probably one of the greatest.
Dan Marino's a better quarterback than Matt Ryan.
No, I'm not. Again,
don't do that.
I'm not saying that.
Okay.
But some of the things that are said about Matt Ryan were said about Dan Marino as far as can't win the big one or whatever. We put that on a quarterback,
mm-hmm.
you know, and sometimes that is more of a pain in the butt than the actual play, you know, just, you know, so. You know, I want it to work out. It would be really cool. But I think if you have too many questions that don't have definitive answers, then I think you just pass.
Yeah, listen, I hope this workout goes terribly. It'll be sings like a stone in this draft.
Yeah, buddy.
Let's go.
Although Carolina
but then,
now.
But then let me ask you this question.
Hmm?
If it doesn't work out with Tua, what if they go offensive lineman?
Oh, that'd be terrible. Top five? Oh, I mean, that'd be so terrible.
Yeah, I mean, you're answering your own question.
Talk about the least sexy thing of all time.
But imagine, it's not even about sexy.
It'd be like having your honeymoon cruise booked, and then all of a sudden, you're playing tiddlywinks the entire time.
It's not even sexy, and I know everybody's going to throw the guard from Notre Dame.
Quentin Nelson.
But that offensive line was pretty good before that, right? They had been together for a while, and you added a piece.
Yeah, and also, look, Quentin Nelson's is nice and all, but when they didn't have Andrew Luck this year, I mean, Jacoby Brissett had a nice little run, but they petered out.
Right. Is it more important? Like, I don't care who they take at five, or even if they fall or trade out of that pick, but I think it's most important that they get an impact player, like a guy, soon as they put on the field, you go, ooh, that's their first pick.
By the way, AJ Epenesa, he declared for the draft yesterday, in case you
know. Oh, Epenesa's empanadas.
Your business is picked up.
I will be happy if we draft him simply because I want the empanada stand at Hard Rock Stadium.
It's so awesome.
Why?
It'd be amazing.
Why?
Think about having an empanada.
Why? We have good conversations, and this is what he brings to the table. That's why we are singing Loser.
I'm just mad that somebody dropped a welching video that's 3 hours long.
It dropped
three hours, two minutes
after our show. The game had been over for 12 hours.
What is this? This is such garbage. Anyway, speaking of garbage, Greg Popovich is in town. Bam gets his revenge. Next.
15 minutes.
Heat are back in action tonight, Leroy. I'm so happy.
Yep.
Happy you're on Heat game days. It's been too long. I feel like I need to be cleansed from a dirty weekend.
Well,
a dirty weekend of no defense and losing to the Knicks. I need to wipe that away from my memory.
You know what makes it worse for me? Take a little look at the scores of the Knicks and the Nets.
From last night?
Yeah.
All right, let me take a look.
Well, the Knicks got whooped by the Bucks.
Let me take a look. Hold on. Let me see. I got NBA.
Giannis had like 40 points in 12 minutes.
All right. The Brooklyn Nets yesterday lost to the Utah Jazz 118-107 in Kyrie Irving's second game back. He had 32 points, 5 rebounds, 11 assists. But, of course, when you have Kyrie Irving playing basketball,
nobody else
makes you guys worse. So they lost. And then the Knicks lost 128-102 to the Milwaukee Bucks in Milwaukee. Woo!
Giannis had, like, what, 34 points in 19 minutes?
He had 37 points, 9 rebounds, 4 assists.
In 20 minutes.
Like in 20 minutes? Oh, my God.
Right. Right.
Oh, my God.
Right. That's who you lost
to. Oh, my God.
That's who you lost to.
He played 21 minutes?
Yes. And he wasn't even the best. Who else? There was another player. Hold on. Let me think. There was another player. Kawhi. Kawhi had 37 and just about the
Kawhi
same.
Kawhi had 43 points in 29 minutes.
29 minutes. What? Right. Do we have that?
No, we don't have that.
We have if a guy gets hot from three, right?
Yeah,
so if Dunks or Tyler Hero.
If Dunks and Tyler do something crazy.
Right, right. But we don't have that guy.
We don't quite have that yet. Especially, I think I was reading on Heat Reddit. I think Jimmy Butler hasn't made a three since December 20th. So it's been a while. However, speaking of Giannis.
Oh, come on.
Hey, whoa. Can I just say something?
Sure.
Don't shoot the messenger, all right?
I'm
just delivering what's out in these waters.
That's not accurate.
It is true.
That's not
It accurate. Is true.
Like, you know who you sound like right now? You sound like one of those reporters say, I had to ask the question.
No.
Yes, you do.
Nope.
So you're saying you have to report this information and it's not going to have a Tobin slant.
I don't like to say report. I like to say relay the message. So you remember about a week's time ago, Brian Windhorst was on the Jump. And
the fact minus one for sudden being friends with Brian Windhorst.
I'm not friends.
He's a Hall of Famer.
Okay. But I'm not friends. I'm just relaying the message.
Sure.
He said a week ago that the Heat are the most dangerous team that can make a trade. That was his words. Very ominous. He was like, I think the Heat are the most dangerous team that can make a trade. I was like, whoa.
I don't think that was whoa worthy.
Interesting.
Because he said a whole lot of nothing in that comment.
Then yesterday, I told you at the end of the show, Windy comes out and he drops himself a little Heat piece talking about the rise of Pat Riley like a phoenix. That he has himself a chance to build another super team.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Now, Windhorst yesterday, this was on Sirius XM. He goes on NBA radio.
Mm-hmm.
And he says this.
What Pat Riley said and what he believes, and he's right, is that, you know, you can spend all this time looking at the trade machine. You can spend all this time evaluating free agency and cap space and all this stuff. What you really need in the NBA is for a player to say, I want to play for your team, figure it out. We saw Kawhi Leonard come and tell the LA Clippers, go get Paul George and figure it out, and then I'll come play for you. And they did. And if you're fortunate enough to be a type of franchise that can do that, you have clout and ability in this day and age of the NBA. And Pat Riley, even at 75 years old, was on the cutting edge, and I believe that they are dangerous going forward. They've got two all-stars now. Bam Adebayo is an all-star. Watch out over the next 12 to 18 months as he might try to build one last super team there in Miami.
What are you doing? This is not.
Now listen.
This is not Gloria Estefan
worthy. Hold on.
This is not Sound Machine worthy.
Okay, hold on.
It's not.
Hold on, Pickle Pants. I got something to tickle your fancy a little bit more. All right? And then ESPN NBA insider and analyst Kendrick Perkins.
Oh my God.
Had this on Twitter.
I cannot believe that you are now.
What? Kendrick Perkins was dropping bombs this summer.
Kendrick Perkins.
Kendrick.
How do you feel about Perkins. Kendrick Perkins? You bad mouth.
I didn't like him. I didn't like him.
But now you like him because he has.
I think he's pretty good on television. I got to say, he's very entertaining. He's an entertaining individual.
He talks without his beard moving.
Listen. You want to hear what he had to say?
Sure.
He comments on the Windhorst soundbite and goes, Heat going after Giannis aggressively. It makes so much sense! Woo! Leroy. It's all coming together. Everybody sees it. All of these things, they're seeing. LeBron to the Lakers, years ahead, everybody knew. Kawhi back to LA, years before everybody knew. Jimmy Butler to the Heat, years before everybody knew.
Oh.
Breadcrumbs are being laid.
How about KD to the Nets?
Oh, that one everybody thought was New York. They got the state right.
Yeah.
They got the state right.
City right.
They got the city right. They just got the wrong team. You might as well just call us Hansel and Gretel. You and me, Hansel and Gretel, because we're just following the breadcrumbs, baby.
Which one's the girl? Gretel?
Yeah.
Okay. That's scary.
What? Me with a wig?
Hansel and Gretel. We can't think of who's the... I know the Hansel and Gretel movie. She's kind of hot.
Now, the key to all of this... Wait, what?
The Hansel and Gretel movie.
Gretel was hot?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Now the key to all this is the key, because it's all about relationships, Leroy. And as Brian Windhorst, NBA insider, who seemed to turn a new leaf, has mentioned in his clip, the Heat have two all-stars.
Goodness.
One of them being Bam Adebayo, all-star. Him, Giannis, same agent, working out in the summer. Little nice little relationship there, little ties.
Wait. Didn't Giannis say he don't work out with folks from other teams? Because he ain't cool like that.
Yeah, I know.
Did he not say that?
I know.
And you still falling for it.
What?
You. Can I ask you a question?
Mm-hmm.
This is an honest question.
Sure.
Because you seem like the type. How many products you have in your house of somebody calling you and convincing you that it's the best thing in the world?
I don't know what you... I don't know.
They could get you.
Me?
Did they get you for like a window treatment or something like that?
Nah.
Okay.
Nah.
All right, because it just seems like...
You think I get had by the door-to-door?
It's not evident by how you're reacting to this?
What do you mean reacting?
Reacting.
I'm connecting dots, and I have been for the longest time. I'm just out here on these seas, baby, harpooning it.
Those aren't dots. Those are spots from seeing imaginary things.
Look, tonight is a big night, and you want to know what's going to happen? Just so we're clear.
Well, we only have three more weeks.
Of what?
When's the trade deadline? February 6th?
It's right before the All-Star game.
And then surprisingly, Justice Winslow will be healthy by February 7th. Just saying.
You think he's purposely doing that?
Mm-hmm.
Why the guy can't be hurt? Oh my goodness. Does every single situation have to be some kind of covert operation?
No. Ira said it. He was on with Zazzo. Said it was fishy.
You just asked me, and I was like, I don't know.
Okay.
But what I do know,
is
tonight is a big game at the American Airlines Arena. You want to know why?
Why?
Because it's a revenge game for our boy Bam. A revenge game against Greg Popovich, who cut his ass from Team America and said he ain't good enough. He ain't good enough. Said that. I'd rather have a Plumlee than Bam Adebayo. I'd rather have a Lopez than Bam Adebayo. I'd rather have Miles Turner than Bam Adebayo.
Could it be something?
Said he wasn't ready yet. Said he wasn't ready yet.
Mind if I
just... Well, who looks ready now? Who looks ready now?
Mind if I throw a little piece of reality out there?
Who'd you rather have, a Plumlee or Bam?
Would you like to hear the reality behind that?
No.
What I would think...
I know what the reality is.
As an unbiased guy, you know, want to know what I thought about... Want to know what I thought?
Go ahead.
I thought, he probably wants more of a traditional center than a wing guy.
Is that what he thought?
That's it.
Yeah. More like washed Popovich. Wastovich. They say this guy's got a great eye for talent. More like R.C. Buford had a great eye for talent.
Uh-oh.
This dude is washed. You want to know something? How come Greg Popovich is skating by? All these years, everybody calling Pat Riley old man Riles washed as hell. Nobody ever says that about Pop. Where is he without Tim Duncan? Now all of a sudden, the Magic's dried up.
Oh, he didn't win a championship without Tim Duncan.
No, of course not. Why would you win a championship without one of the best power forwards of all time?
Because you had Kawhi.
No, you didn't. He ran Kawhi out of town. Ran him out.
Yeah, they only had one with Kawhi.
Ran him out. And he gets put on notice tonight, Leroy. He gets put on notice because what he's going to see tonight when Bam's running all around that floor, what he's going to watch tonight is the game passing him by. The game passing him by.
Really?
Because he wanted to sit here. He wants to mid-range jump you to death. He's a bit of an old man, doddering, honestly. Because he goes out there and goes, I hate the three-point shot. I hated us winning the title that way in 2014.
Would you be, what if they get their big man? What's his name?
Aldridge.
What about him?
How would you feel about having him?
If the Heat had him?
And the Heat could use some rebounding.
Even
though he takes a lot of jump shots.
I hate to read this.
Yeah.
But I'm going to read it.
Okay.
Because it fits
something
that you would say. Giannis doesn't work out with players from other teams, but Bam doesn't count because he's going to be on his team.
Correct. I saw TMZ. I didn't read the story, but I saw the headline of the Bucks daughter, the Bucks owner's daughter saying that Giannis ain't leaving because he's loyal.
Did Waiters go at it again?
Oh, yeah, we'll get to the Dion Waiters thing next. Welcome back, everybody. Want to let you guys know that coming up on Saturday, February 1st, 7 a.m. The Ticket and Radio.com present The Night Before at the BB&T Center, starring Zach Brown Band. Join us for the biggest big game pre-party in South Florida with Grammy Award winners Zach Brown Band. Tickets for this show are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com, but they're going fast. The Night Before is presented by Radio.com and AM790, FM 104.3, HD2, The Ticket. Are our tickets gone for that, Robbie? Do we have anything else? Thumbs up, thumbs down?
We have some giveaway.
We have some more tickets for that? Okay, so keep on listening. We'll give away those tickets to Zach Brown Band. Adam Beasley's going to join us in the 8 o'clock hour today. We will talk some Tua with him as we got some news with Tua yesterday that he is going to reportedly be healthy enough to throw in April. Hopefully he's not too good. I mean, because what's going to happen if Tua goes out there and he balls out, Leroy, and then all of a sudden he's going to jump to the number 2 pick and the Chargers are trading everything to get up there, and now we're left holding the bag?
Nope. Then what you do is you become part of that trade.
How so?
Trade down. Mm-hmm. If you're not here, one of the signs of a bad franchise is when you sacrifice assets based on where you are, right? To move up. For one player. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, say if somebody's going to move up to 3, should you then use your assets to move up to 2? Mm-hmm. Don't play that game. Because you need, as Robbie would say, 14 needs.
That's correct.
If you're going to bring in a player that might not even play the first year and also lose an opportunity to fill one of those needs, I mean, you haven't made yourself any better, and you're still hoping for the future. You're still hoping that everything works out. And the one thing that I know about sports is the more times you make decisions on hoping that it's going to work in the future, the more chance you have of failing.
Well, let's say this, though. If Tua was healthy, if we didn't have the injury concerns, and I know that's a big if, but let's just say—
Then we would have Joe Burrow. Oh, well, you think Joe Burrow still go one?
I think Joe Burrow's going to go one.
Right.
Joe Burrow had a better season. Joe Burrow was a Heisman Trophy winner, and he was awesome in the playoff. Like, Joe Burrow's going to go number one. But let's say we didn't have the injury risk. Like, we get to April, clean bill of health, looks great, mm-hmm. and even ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you just play him? Because Joe Burrow's going to play, isn't he? Like, you would think. He's probably going to play from the jump.
You think they keep Red Rifle?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Is
he going to do that thing like Joe Flacco? They're like, listen, is Andy Dalton going to be the next guy to go to the Denver Broncos? Is that what's going to happen?
Here's the other thing is that in most cases, not all cases, like when you think of like the Troy Aikmans and the Peyton Mannings, a lot of guys don't have the luxury in today's football that those guys had, just to let them fail. Go out and take your lumps, kid.
Right.
Right? But if you look at a lot of the more successful guys, they had an opportunity to sit. Right?
Mm-hmm. Well, we know they have their guy. Like, if he doesn't play, we know Fitzpatrick's going to play.
Right.
And we know.
I got to tell you, a pro's pro. So I wouldn't be opposed to whoever is the quarterback. That being said, do you have to have Tua? Because could he have that impact on a different quarterback?
You mean like a trickle down? Like he could just, I don't know. Like, who would be the guy then?
I don't know.
Just go get somebody later?
I don't know. I'm just saying that if you're going to trade one of your first round picks to move up, which I've always said was the whole purpose of having all these picks, then that guy better be your guy. But if you're unsure, right,
mm-hmm.
then do you just take a guy that's valued at 16 or wherever and then pick more of an impact player at 5?
Well, we all know, guys, what a quarterback means to a football team.
Yep.
At any level. You got to have it. It's not an option. It's not optional. Hell, I'm gonna roll the dice. I'm going to get my franchise guy, my next Marino – that's going to be my guy for 10 years, God willing, with health, and try to win some championships. But you can't win championships. You can't win without a quarterback.
See, man,
it felt like he just came back into right. the studio, it's the great voice of Jim Ross here to reason with us.
Here's the other thing. Wouldn't it be something if Ryan Tannehill won the Super Bowl?
Oh, my God.
What would you say about that then?
I mean, look.
You see, you understand what I'm saying?
I think you put it best on Monday. Like, he should be pony dancing around Hard Rock Stadium in assless chaps.
Right, because the whole argument that nobody ever made for him is that look at the talent around him. And I would always ask the question, what quarterback could come in here with that current roster and make this team a playoff team? And you're just going to go to your favorites. You're going to go to your, you know, best quarterbacks in the league. But that's not accurate, because mm-hmm. if you look at right now, okay, and who was in the playoffs?
Well, don't forget,
one trait.
Don't forget the time that he was a playoff quarterback for this team. Like, they completely scrapped how they played the next year. He tore up his knee, and everybody thought, oh, we're not going to miss a beat. We have Jay Cutler.
Right.
Like, they didn't think we were going to miss him at all. They thought Adam Gase was was great with Jay Cutler.
Right.
And Adam Gase is like, yeah, and then I'm going to, instead of having, you know, Jarvis Landry and the running back that carried me to the playoffs, I'm going to go with, you know, Albert Wilson and all these guys who, you know, I'm going to do dink and dunks all over the place. And
right.
so it completely went away from what they did.
Right. Of course. But let's think about this. Take a look at all the playoff teams. They all have one thing in common, right? Look at where they rank running the football. All of them. Okay? And we tend to have all these negative things to say about running back. Oh, running game. You can do this. You can that. You don't need to be. But the history of football and where football is right now says otherwise. Why don't we pay attention to that?
Yeah, I mean, like right now, if you were to look in the playoffs, there's only, I think I don't want to take Aaron Rodgers completely out of this category, because he's getting older. The only guy who really breaks football with the passing ability is Mahomes. And
right,
I don't think Tua is going to be Mahomes, because if you have a busted up hip, he can't move like that.
Right? No. He throws the ball from so many different angles and is accurate throwing the ball from so many different angles that what it does is it gives him more opportunities to get the ball to an open guy.
Right.
With his ability to throw it, from all those different angles.
Well, when we come back, we'll get to this Dion Waiters alleged cryptic Instagram post. Is it real? Is it not? It probably is. I don't know.
Oh, wait.
Another Dion chapter.
Wait, what? I would like to know how you can read into some things and be definitive about what they are.
Yeah.
When you're reading the tea leaves or putting the dots together.
You know, that's how you are when you're an oracle. You know, sometimes the tea leaves go and they give you a clear message, and other times the messages are murkier. You don't know.
I'm sorry.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.